This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The 70th World Health Assembly is underway in Geneva, Switzerland. Ahead of its opening, an official with the Chinese mainland delegation standing firm in the move to block authorities from Taiwan to take part in this year's event. Li Bin with the National Health and Family Planning Commission says a refusal by the current administration on Taiwan to accept the 1992 consensus, the reason Taiwan authorities have been shut out of this year's event.
The Chinese government has a consistent stance on the Taiwan region's participation in international activities, which is the One China principle.
Taiwan was able to attend a World Health Assembly under a special arrangement based on its acceptance of the One China principle. However, Taiwan's ruling Democratic Progressive Party refusing to accept the principle after its rise to power a year ago. The refusal to accept the One China principle leading to a freeze in official cross-strait communication. It's been announced that Chinese Premier Li Keqiang will be paying an official visit to Germany and Belgium next week. China's foreign ministry says the premier will attend an annual meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel during his time in Germany. Li Keqiang also due to attend a high-level meeting with European Union officials in Belgium. The Chinese government has confirmed that six Japanese citizens have been detained in China on suspicion of endangering national security. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says Japanese consular authorities have been informed of the investigation. A statement from the ministry also says the investigation is proceeding in accordance with Chinese law. Details of the allegations against the Japanese suspects have not been laid out. Chinese and Russian officials announcing a new joint venture in Shanghai to begin research and development of a wide-body passenger airliner. The China-Russia Commercial Aircraft International Corporation, or CRAIC, is a partnership between the Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, COMAC, and Russia's United Aircraft Corporation. The new jetliner to be a wide-body, 280-seat airliner with a flying range of some 12,000 kilometers. Plans for the new Chinese-Russian airliner come just a month after the maiden flight of the Chinese-developed narrow-body C-919. Industry observers say the new wide-body aircraft will be similar to Boeing's 787 Dreamliner. Reports suggest preliminary designs are already being drafted. Assembly of the new wide-body aircraft will take place in Shanghai. At least 25 people have been injured in a bombing at an army hospital in the Thai capital Bangkok on Monday. Police say the bomb was constructed using PVC plastic piping, then planted inside a vase in a hospital room. The third major bombing to hit Thailand in the past 2 months. Police have yet to determine whether the latest bombing is linked to the previous two attacks. Monday's bombing coinciding with the three-year anniversary of the military coup that overthrew Thailand's elected government in 2014. U.S. President Donald Trump set to begin his first visit to Israel as U.S. president. High on Trump's agenda will be the U.S. alliance with Israel, as well as the long-stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. As part of his visit, Trump due to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu before traveling to Bethlehem to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Israel, the second leg of Trump's 9-day trip through the Middle East and Europe. As part of his first stop in Saudi Arabia, the U.S. and Saudi governments finalizing an arms deal worth an estimated $350 billion U.S. dollars. Trade ministers from the Asia-Pacific meeting in Vietnam's capital Hanoi to try to speed up negotiations for the conclusion of a regional trade pact. Meeting taking place a day after a meeting among trade ministers from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Grouping. Negotiations among the 16 members of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership deal began 4 years ago. Member states hoping to finalize an agreement by the end of this year. The RCEP, including China, as well as the 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, India, Japan, South Korea, and New Zealand. China's National Meteorological Center issuing a blue alert for rain across the northern regions of the country. Rains began hitting the greater Beijing region mid-morning this Monday, pushing down temperatures significantly. Beijing, as well as other parts of northern China, had been gripped in an unseasonable heat wave for the past few days. Forecasters are predicting the rains will continue through Tuesday. Aside from pushing down the temperatures, authorities say the rain is significantly easing the forest fire risk across the northern regions. Blue alert, the lowest on the four-tier color-coded weather warning system across China. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.